The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here, Grow My Cleaning Company with DeMarcus Wade. This young man, and I thought he was like super young, but he told me he ain't that young. He's like mid-30s. But he's got three teenage boys, which, and again, we'll talk cleaning company, but to me, that's the most fascinating thing. I got a 24-year-old boy and a 5-year-old boy, and you got like everything in the middle covered, it sounds like. So this guy is raising his sons. He's got a company called Exclusive and Elusive Commercial Cleaning. As we're recording this, he opened it just about a year ago, which would be August 2020. His full-time gig sounds like he kind of started just hustling kind of as a side job, and now this is how he feeds himself and his family. DeMarcus, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
All right, so I promise we're going to get to work, but I just am fascinated. Three boys. He was starting to tell me before the podcast. I'm like, hold up, be quiet. I want to share all this with this stuff. They work. How old are they? And he was telling me how they work with a company, which I freaking love. I think entrepreneurship is just so important for this generation, certainly for the next generation. And I'm the same ride. Like, hey, no free rides, man. Like, my kid's always like, are we rich? I'm like, mommy and I are rich. You are broke. You got nothing. You got to work your little tail off. I hope you. You are broke. So what is it like, three boys in a cleaning? How did that haul just come together? I'm fascinated by your story.
Okay, well, my oldest son, well, my sons are 15, 17, and 18. Of course, my oldest is a high school graduate. He's a beach bum. He's a smart guy, still figuring out what he wants to do with his life. So right now, with me having an opportunity in the commercial cleaning sphere and meeting people, okay, I always say this, the more people I meet, the more my thinking and my clarity for my dream grows, because I have a mentor. This guy's overly successful. He's a titan. He's a juggernaut, you know, and he helps me with the advice and helps with other contracts. So in my mind, it's like, okay, I can teach my children what I know now, which can help them feed themselves later, who can help, you know, thrive, help their lives thrive as well. So, you know, I do a lot of commercials, some residential, as I was saying. Like, I might have to do the nitty gritty, the move out cleaners, which I'm not a big fan of, but it's profitable. So I do it, and I bring my sons along. I show them the small steps that can get them, you know, through the job properly and efficiently. And so far it's paying off. When I have them come and work with me, they're attentive, and I always pay them a little more than what they're worth anyway, because they're my children. But it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing.
So I've got a question just as a fellow dad entrepreneur. I've got two boys, and if your three boys are in it, my two boys, they're completely different from one another, right? It's not like it's just a little carbon copy. So I'm assuming if you got three different boys, they have three different attitudes towards work. Would, like, do you have to drag some of them? Are they all into it? Are some of them money motivated? Some just want to be a dad. Like, how do they feel about it?
Okay. The oldest is definitely money motivated. He always says, I want to make $100. If you can pay me $100, I'll come. You know, the middle son is like, all right, if he isn't playing video games or being the coolest guy ever because he's a cool dude, he'll come. My youngest son, he's understanding reality. If he wants his cell phone bill paid, he wants to have a little money to play any, you know, that log into any game online. You know, if he just wants to order DoorDash, you know, for whatever reasons, he knows if he comes to work with dad, stays over for a night or two, he can make him a buck or two and go back home and won't have to be around with a Cash App card with a zero balance. So, you know, it works differently. It works differently, but it works out.
You know, it's weird. I would figure and again, my boys are very different in age. Yours seem kind of clumped, right? Which is nice. I feel like the 15-year-old would, whatever the 17, 18-year-old are doing, he'd be all into that. But it sounds like he's his own dude. And he's like, I do me. I don't care what you guys are doing.
It's most definitely. They all had a personality. So yeah, but it's, they're attentive. Like, long as it's paid, they have no problem actually. So that's a good thing. They're willing to work for it.
I like that. And I understand there's some family dynamics where, like, hey, this is part of your food and keep. You got to earn your own keep. That's your pay. But I like, when possible, and to show them, hey, you do work. And yeah, part of what you have to do is, just because you're part of this family, you have to contribute. But if it's working for the company, absolutely, you get paid. And if you like things, just like you said, like, I assume you got a couple nickels running around. If you want to order DoorDash for them, you could, or whatever, a video game or whatever. But I like that you're like, this is how the world works, boy. Like, you want to make some money, go get it. Hustle like that. I love that. All right. Thanks for indulging me. I love supporting dads and entrepreneurs as both. And I just want to share your story, and hopefully that encourages some guys and gals out there. Cause I know a lot of Cleaning Nation is as into making it for themselves as creating a legacy for their kids.
And I know we can give kids money, but that work ethic and that this is how the world works, son. If you want it, you got to go get it. All the money in the world ain't going to buy that. Sometimes all the money in the world will stop from that, right? You know,
yes, sir.
Much they feel like maybe they've accomplished something. You know, what's it called? You know, you born on third base, so you think you hit a triple, right? You want to make sure you're nope, you got to earn it just like I did, son. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's get into coaching, man. How can I help make your life better today?
All right. So as I'm growing, like I'm okay. So the guy who introduced me to Grow My Cleaning Company is a really great guy. His name is Lee Sheridan. Like I said, he's a titan and a juggernaut in our area of residential cleaning. And he has so many people who contact him for commercial and other odd jobs in the cleaning field. He gives it to me in the process. Like I said, I've learned, he's taught me, and I've gained contracts. And I'm growing. The problem is I'm growing. I need to be able to get to a place where, because I'm licensed, I'm insured, I'm bonded, I have workers' compensation, but I want to figure out the best hiring process to further it, because anybody can find some random family member who say, hey, you want to make $100 a day and come work with you. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest, right now I begin to make a couple dollars and it's adding up. And at the end of the day, when I have to pay my taxes, I don't want to go to Uncle Sam and say, hey, you know, I gave my money away and I'm not accounted for. So I want to figure out the best hiring process now while I'm small, so that I can build up professionally in the beginning and not just later on.
So there's a lot of kind of wisdom packed into that question. By the way, DeMarcus mentioned his kids are beach bums and it's big area. He's in Virginia. What part of Virginia, buddy?
Portsmouth, Virginia, near Virginia Beach, about 30 minutes away.
Okay, beautiful. Just, I'm sure there's clean issue. He keeps talking about where he's from, where's he from? So Virginia Beach, or 30 minutes outside of Virginia Beach. Okay, so first thing, I love that you've got a mentor, and it's so cool kind of being in, you know, leading this community of Cleaning Nation. I have found, so this is a freebie for DeMarcus and all y'all listening, I have found that those who give the most get the most. So I love,
yes, sir, most
definitely. You is like pouring into you and trying to help. And I'm sure he's not like, well, maybe someday DeMarcus will be rich and do me a solid, but that's just how the world works. And I love that DeMarcus, I see you already as like, this is going to be a guy. You're already mentoring your sons, and you're like, I just see you giving back to the community as you continue getting successful. So I just want to encourage, as a bonus, Cleaning Nation, we got a big community and a lot of people come and just want to take, which is fine. We're here, you know, for the staff, we're happy to give, that's what we're here for. But the other members, if you just want to take from them, and this works in the world, it's going to be one thing. I love DeMarcus's attitude of being mentored and just wanting to help. So I would encourage all of you guys, always look for a mentor. B, so many of Cleaning Nation come in going, I learned the skills of the trade. I know how to clean, I know how to strip floors, I know how to do upholstery, wax, waxing, power washing, window, whatever the case may be, I know how to do that. But they get a little wonky when it comes to business, right? And I appreciate the two things you're going, I wanna hire, right? And two, I wanna make sure I'm charging in such a way and investing my money in such a way that I can make a profit for myself, I can pay my taxes, and I can do the right thing by my business. Am I kind of understanding where you're at so far?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
Cool. So let me talk a little bit just on the business organization part, and then we'll talk about the hiring, because I think that was the focus of your question. So we coach for a 50-30-20, 50% going to cost of goods sold, 30% going to overhead, which would include insurance, like liability insurance, advertising, uniforms, all that other stuff. So the 50, if you're like, what should I be paying an employee? And I don't know, you do you, right? You parent the way you want to parent. But if it was me and my kid, he can make the same thing someone else made. I'm going to pay him what he's worth, right? Not because, same with like, you know, basketball or chess. You know, I got a little 5-year-old and I have my guy's 20, my old eldest is 23. I don't think I ever let him win. I wasn't a jerk about it, right? I was like, that's how it goes. You get better by playing better people. And when he did beat me at chess, and he's not into basketball, so he doesn't beat me at that yet, but he could, he's big enough. It meant something, right? So I would encourage, again, you do you, but I would probably pay my family, my whatever, this is what it's worth. And for like, that ain't fair. I'm not doing that for, you know, it's not $100 or it's not worth it. Then you better go find something that increase your skill level, son. Like I want to, so that would be me. So I would, on my books, kind of go for 50%. Now, if you want a bonus, I would call that owner's salary. Like if you want to take part of your 20% and give it to your sons because you love them, that's okay. But in my kind of business, the way I'd organize my business, I would recategorize gifting to family as gifting to family, right? So I know I'm okay if the business is choosing not to make money, but I want to know why, right? And then obviously I don't want to gift myself out of tax money ability to pay bills. So 50-30-20, that's kind of what I'd encourage all of y'all to do, which is super easy because whatever it costs you to do the job, you just double it and that's the price, right? And a lot of guys and gals that start, like DeMarcus did, doing the work themselves, they get wonky on pricing because they're like, I charge $1,000 and I only work, 15 hours. You know, I made $80 an hour or something. It's like, well, you got to pay the stripping and waxing. You got to invoice it. You got to collect it. There's other time and expenses associated with it. But because you're doing everything, sometimes you don't feel it. So that 50, 30, 20, like, oh my gosh, I got to charge double what it costs me to do is where you need to be to have a real business. Obviously, if you just want to have a job, charge what you want to charge, right? Like your boys are like, you give me $100, I'll work for the day. That's not a business, it's a job. And if, to them, $100 is worth a day of their time, God bless them. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to go to business owner, you got to make sure that there is, just like you said, you articulated it pretty well. There's money for you. There's money for the insurance and workers, all that stuff that you need to do. There's money for taxes and there's money for DeMarcus. That 50, 30, 20 will keep you safe on that. Okay, now let's talk hiring. So one of the things that you said, and I love it because it sounds like you're like, hey man, I want to do things right. I want to have workers' compensation insurance. I want to be licensed. I want to have my corporation. That's all fine stuff. The problem is, so many people, and again, this is a perfect example of, I know how to clean, but I don't really know about business, right? So we kind of go online and the internet tells us like, this is what you got to do. And it is, right? Please don't hear me saying you shouldn't have insurance. Of course you should, or an LLC or all that sort of stuff, or file your paperwork with the government. That's all fine and important, but it's not going to build your business. And I'm not saying this is where you're focused, but so many people focus on that. Like I'll go, when did you start your business? And they'll say things like, well, I incorporated this date, or I got my insurance that day. When I talk about insurance, when did someone give you money to do a daggum job? That's when you're like one of my favorites, like nothing happens until somebody makes a sale, right? Yes, so you can get an office and furniture and a logo and a website and an LLC and insurance and this, and you can get all that crap. And that's just all a hobby. And if you work it like a hobby, it pays like a hobby. You work it like a business, it'll pay like a business. So I just want to encourage everybody out there, including DeMarcus, those are all good things. Just don't confuse them with, I'm a businessman, right? I got all this insurance on, and I'm not saying you're doing that, but a lot do. So I'm kind of using this as an opportunity to coach you for the small amount that it may be, and then Cleaning Nation. So when it comes to hiring, the big focus I want y'all to get is when we are doing the job, we have a job. And when we hire somebody, we have a business. So if you don't show up, if you showing up or not showing up radically affects your pay, that's called a job. Right? Your boys, they don't show up. They want to sit and play video games. Fine. How much is your pay? Well, that'd be nothing. That's because it's a job. If you're in that situation, not just DeMarcus, but Cleaning Nation, that's a job. And I love that I just want to change from I'm hiring, because that's a small kind of a pain in the butt type problem, to I'm moving my job to a business, right? So we go from employed. That would be DeMarcus's boys. They work a day. He gives them $100 or whatever that relationship is. They don't work, they don't get paid. If DeMarcus makes a ton of money or no money, that doesn't bother them. They get their $100. That's called a job. Self-employed would be the next thing. I keep all the money. If I charge a nickel, I keep it. If I charge $1,000, I keep it. But I got to do the work. I don't do the work, I don't get paid. That's better than a job, because you keep all the profit or loss. You take all the risk, but it's still a job because it's still self-employed because you don't show me, you don't get paid. What I hear you saying is, I want to move to a business. That means it operates independently of you. You may be in the business of cleaning, but you ain't a cleaner, right? So if I took the next month off, my business would continue to operate because it's a business, right? So I love that you've already made the shift from employee to self-employed, and you're now going from, and you can kind of leverage that self-employed with friends and family, right? Like, oh, come help me do a job. Come, that will, say maybe by yourself, you can do $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month. It depends on your model, but let's just call it $5,000 for easy. And if you get helpers and stuff, maybe you can do $9,000 a month, right? But at the end of the day, DeMarcus still got to be there. It doesn't work. Once you completely separate and go, I have employees that do the work that I do and I run the business, that's where we want to be. So I love that you're moving from, you've already moved from employee to self-employed, and you're like, and you've leveraged your self-employment to, okay, I can do a little more if I've got some help, but I'm still have to be there. And now I hear you going, I want to have a business. I want a thing that makes money. When I'm on the beach, it makes money. When I'm in the office, it makes money. When I'm sleeping, it makes money. If I choose to go out and clean, which I never do, it makes money, but it's not dependent on DeMarcus. So are you cool with making the mindset shift? Cause hiring is a pain in the butt. And if we're like, oh, I'll just hire and it'll help, that sometimes the reward isn't, the juice isn't worth the squeeze, right? But if we mind go, I'm not hiring, I'm moving from the self-employed thing, which sounds like it was better than your job, right? You work for somebody else, so this is better. It's not like you've made a sideways movement. Like you had a job. Yeah. Okay, so that was a big shift, right? As opposed to like a side hustle, like I'm going to become self-employed. If we move as opposed to just I'm going to get some employees or some help to, I'm now moving from self-employed to a business owner. It can be the juice now might be worth the squeeze. Even if and when people don't show up for interviews, they lie to you, they cheat, they steal, they quit, they no call, no show, all that weird, goofy stuff is going to happen. But if the ultimate goal is, yeah, and if it takes me 6 months of that nonsense to be out of the field forever and have a business that operates independently of me that I could sell, like, because right now, if you wanted to sell your thing, you might get a couple nickels for, you know, hey, I can introduce you, but that's not really worth anything. Once you have a business, you're like, that thing operates, now you've got an asset. So are you cool with even if it's a headache and I have to go through more than I kind of thought I'd have to go through, this is a life-changing shift?
Yeah, most definitely. I tell anybody, since I've made the transition to be, you know, self-employed, you know, working into being, like you said, the business, the difficult part to me is the emotional and mental strain that it comes on you. And it's a part of it. So I accept it all, Mike. I'm definitely ready for it.
That is probably the most insightful thing to say. Sometimes the audience gets frustrated, like, tell me more tactics of how to do interviews and how to write a hiring ad and blah, 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 blah. And we talk about that a lot. We certainly go over that in our training. But what you said, DeMarcus, is the key. If we have someone that has the wrong mindset and isn't willing to do what it takes, I can give them all the perfect hiring ad, the perfect system, the perfect funnel, all the stuff that we teach. If they don't have the mindset, it's worthless. But if they got the right mindset, even if their system is subpar, they can still get it done. So I love that you're focusing on, hey, I know who I need to be. It's really, who does DeMarcus need to be first? And then the what he needs to do will come naturally. If we try and fix what he needs to do, but he isn't who he needs to be, he's never going to do what he needs to do. So I love that you get that. You're like, oh, I'm focusing on me. That the magic's between my ears. The systems and processes will help and make it easier, but DeMarcus is, at the end of the day, we got to grow you first, then your business will naturally grow. Fair?
Sir.
Cool. So the two big things I want you to take away, and then we'll wrap it, is one, we are not moving from no employees or employees just being kids to quote unquote hiring real employees. We are moving from self-employed to business. And the cool thing is, and again, I'm just making up the $5,000 number. Let's say you had a job that made $5,000, but you had to be there 40 hours a week, 2 weeks off when the boss says it's okay. And you moved to self-employed and you made $5,000 a month. You're like, okay, well, it's a little better because I make the same amount of money, or I pay my bills, but I get to take the vacation I want, right? I have some more freedom, but the money is this. I still got to show up to get that $5,000. Let's say, and this doesn't have to be the case, but let's say the business just makes $5,000. All you do is just do to a business that's $5,000. You're now retired. If your business will operate without you and just make the $5,000, you're done. You're literally retired for the rest of your life. So I know $5,000 is not a lot of money, and that's probably not your end goal, but it's pretty cool to go, I would literally rather make $5,000 a month from a business that operates, whether I do anything or not, than make $10,000 a month cleaning myself, like physically having to show up. So
it's definitely
that asset is like, I'm literally retired for the rest of my life. And most people are like, instead of retiring, if I could work extra, make $10,000. Like, so I'm not saying you have to stop there, but once you're like, holy crap, it might take 6 months of eating poop and doing hard stuff and it being tough. But if that now will pay me enough to cover my bills until I die without me ever having to work again, holy crap, that's a tectonic shift in your life and your kid's life forever. Even if it's only $5,000 a month or whatever does happen, you know, maybe you're 10, maybe you're 3, I don't know. But once you've got a business that pays your bills without you having to do anything, maybe you can manage it 5-10 hours a week, you're now free, right? You could use that freedom to say, what if I doubled or tripled the business? God bless you. I've seen people go, yeah, DeMarcus, like, that would be me. I've seen people go, oftentimes it's wives or people that have other incomes or they're more focused on their kids at that point, or there's no right or wrong answer, but it's okay to go, you know, I was working 50, 60 hours a week, just put food on the table. Now it comes in at 10 or 15 hours a week. I'm just going to relax. That's okay. That's not DeMarcus. That's not me. That's probably not most of you guys. But having that option, even for 6 months, what if you get sick? What if your kids get sick and you need 6 months to not be building your business? And you're like, good, I can have, and we've had clients do that. We're like, my bills are paid. I had to deal with something personally and I had the time, my business enabled me to do that. Whereas if we have a job or self-employed, we stop working, we stop getting paid. So I just want everyone to understand the tectonic shift. So number one, understand the monumental shift that it is. Number two, I'll give you three, and we're going to I'm trying to give you like weeks of teaching, 20 minutes. So we'll do the best we can. Number two is core values, core values, core values. So people most of the time want to hire based on how good you are cleaning floors. Will you show up on time? What kind of, do you do drugs? What's your transportation? And those are all fine. I'm not saying we have zero interest in those, but for us, we run our company, have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So if DeMarcus, if we talked and I knew he loved having fun, that's who he was at home with his boys. If he would keep, showed up to work, he's just gonna be a fun guy. And funny, I think that we would be a core values match. But if I knew that, I knew he was real, right? Like I got the real DeMarcus. Sometimes he had a good day. Sometimes he had a bad day. Sometimes he was super professional. Sometimes, I don't care. It was always the real DeMarcus. I knew he was into making money for himself, for him, for his family, like for our clients, and have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And he really, truly wanted to help other human beings. I could hire him for just about any position in my business. And we'll train you. We'll figure it out. You know how to do Facebook ads? We can train you. You know how to, what does Lindsay do? Run the whole show. Whatever position you have, we could train you. But if you were the best, and we have coaches, if you're the best mindset coach ever, but you're not into having fun, you don't care about making money, you really, truly don't love helping out, and you weren't real, I don't care how good you are, it's just not a fit. So I would shift my hiring process from looking for people that are good at a specific task to people that are naturally. And the cool thing is if you are having fun, you're just a natural have fun, make money, be real and help out person. I don't have to beg or try and push you into it. Or you don't have to be like, all right, I don't really like this, but I want this job. So I'm going to try hard. That puts us in a very confrontational relationship. I'm trying to make you something you're not. You're either fighting me on it or trying to make yourself something you're not. Either way, you and I are gonna have confrontation, or you're gonna have an internal confrontation and it's not gonna be a good long-term fit. If you're already out there in the world having fun, making money, being real and helping out, and you're like, holy crap, I can get paid there and still get to be me. Now I get to just put like kind of blow wind under your wings, right? I can just help you do what you already wanna do. And then you see, now we're an ally. Now I'm like, the more you have fun, make money, be real and help out, the more you help me with my goals. And you're like, I'd have been doing that anyway. The fact that you're gonna pay me, that's fantastic, right? So I can literally train you on just about anything once we get that sorted. The second thing is you want a system and a process to hire. And that system and process should not require DeMarcus to dance all the time. So a lot of times as you do a bunch of interviews and you go through a bunch of applications and you try and screen them, we teach a system, and I'd encourage you, a system of automated traffic. So you get a core values based hiring ad, right? And it's not just, hey, I'm Mike with Mike's Cleaning and we're fast growing and we pay you to train and, you know, a bunch of nonsense that looks like every other ad out there. My ad's like, hey, want to have fun? Are you the kind of guy that's going to help out no matter what, who you are? You love money and you're real. You don't give, and I'm going to, my hiring ad is going to be just in the same voice. So they're like, holy crap, that's the dude. I'm going to have an automated system, and I say it all the time. If you have a problem that requires money and you don't have, and you have money, you ain't got a problem. So obviously these employees are gonna make you money. So we're gonna use money to put paid traffic. Indeed, Facebook, there's lots of sources to put paid traffic to this core values based ad. And then I'm gonna have a system that automatically puts the people into a group interview. And then either myself or an employee is gonna do that. And then a one-on-one interview, and then a working interview. I'm gonna have a system that kind of does all of that, that if you're in there and you wanna do one or more of those interviews, you can. If you're traveling or off or whatever, you have employees that can do all three of those. So obviously we can't get all the way, you know, we have a 9-week program and even then it's a lot. So I'll do the best I can. But the three things are, we're not hiring. We're going from self-employed to owning a business. We're not hiring based on skill. We're hiring based on a core values match. And we're not going to hire with DeMarcus being on the phone. We're going to use systems and money to automate a lot of the boring, repetitive part of hiring. All right, we are way over on time, but I just have been enchanted with you and I want to give you as much value as possible. Questions, comments, rude remarks, or are we going to call it a day?
Man, this was great, man. I know your time is valuable. I appreciate you for your time, man. This is perfect. I needed this.
All right, and for those of you that are listening and not watching on YouTube, DeMarcus just had a smile that made my whole day. That guy's got a great smile. It's like a model over here or something. Come on. He's way better. When I was your age, I was good looking like that, but you know, hey, come to, well, I'm telling you, he looks young, so he'll be my age and still look as good, and I'll have to hate him. But check out the YouTube video for those of you watching if you want to see DeMarcus in the flesh. But guys, gals, hopefully it's been helpful. If you're like, I need more, this, you are scratching where I itch, man. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. We've done over 600 podcasts. We might even be closer to 700 now. There's a free on-demand training. We've got a Facebook group of like 15,000 people. I don't even think we have anything you can, there's, I don't even think there's anyone you put money in. So if you are like, I need more help, I want more of that, go to GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Tons of ways to connect. I'll see you there. Well, here we are at the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.